With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he supports the administration's decision to confront the threat posed by Iran, its radical government, and its nuclear program.
We've got a lot of interest to defend in that region of the world, and it has implications not just for that region of the world, but for the entire world. And so I think the president and his team are right to take it seriously to ensure that America's national security interests are protected there.
Senator Thune interviewed on the Salem Radio Network this week. Meanwhile, Tricia McLaughlin, the DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, says that it's important that people realize just how dangerous of a job it is trying to enforce immigration policy.
And it's not just them that they're facing. Of course, they're facing these violent agitators while they go after these criminals. They have 1,000% increase in assaults against them, 8,000% increase in death threats against them, and yet they are risking their lives to remove these kind of violent individuals from Minnesota.
President Trump says the U.S. held what he called very good talks this week with Iran.
Officials from both countries participated in the indirect talks held in Oman. The president described them as very good and said more were planned for early next week. But he kept up the pressure, warning that if the country didn't make a deal over its nuclear program, the consequences are very steep. Meanwhile, the president signed an executive order that may impose a 25% tariff on countries that do business with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore believes Kevin Warsh will be an excellent chairman at the Federal Reserve.
He is going to bring a new philosophy to the Fed. He is going to bring that inflation rate down to the target of less than 2%. I think we're good. The most important thing, I know monetary policy is boring, but the most important thing is this. We need to retain our status.
And that is Economist Stephen Moore. This is SRN News. Another hospital has decided to get out of the business of transgender issues. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces go along with the rupture still remains to be seen. This is SRN News. We now know the identities of two of the crew members killed on board a helicopter that was assisting in Arizona this week when it went down.
Arizona Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Jeffrey Glover.
The Department of Public Safety Aviation Unit suffered the tragic loss of trooper paramedic Hunter R. Bennett.
Bennett was the top graduate of this 2023 Arizona Law Enforcement Academy class and was married to his high school sweetheart.
And aviation supervisor pilot Robert B. Skanky.
Skanky was a U.S. Marine veteran, married, with four children. As to the cause of the crash,
it would be just really irresponsible for us to speculate at this time. We have to allow for NTSB to conduct their investigation.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A record-setting day on Wall Street on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 1,200 points to close above the 50,000 mark for the first time ever at 50,115. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.